This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to share something with you about loving people. Some of us, I was raised in the Chicago area, so I could really relate to a story. I'm going to tell you about a young lady who's a college student and waitress in Chicago. She grew up not far from where I grew up. And you kind of mind your own business. You kind of keep your head down in Chicago. You don't pick up conversations with strangers. That's what she grew up with. And so she said when she became a waitress, as a part-time waitress, full-time college student in Chicago, she didn't talk to people, even her customers. I'll pick up the story from there. Her name is Sabrina. One night, a man, an elderly man, probably in his 80s, came into my restaurant and sat in my section. I took his order and went on my way, but I noticed that he started coming in week after week and always sat at one of my tables. Slowly, I began to have short conversations with our new guest. Believe it or not, she says with a smile, his name was Mr. Rogers, R-O-D-G-E-R-S, but he insisted that I call him by his first name. I learned that he and his wife had gone to dinner and a movie, gone to this restaurant and a movie every Saturday. But since she had died, he carried on the tradition alone. I began looking forward to him coming in and telling me his movie reviews. I also knew his order by heart. He always ordered a half a chicken salad sandwich and a cup of potato soup, always, every time. As the weeks went on, I began to sit and really talk to him. We talked about his wife. We talked about his days in the Army Air Corps during the war. His son, who had grown and moved away. Eventually, we began to talk about my ambitions, going to college, my new husband, and the anticipation of my future. After 4 months of meeting him, I received a call at home from a nurse telling me that he was in intensive care at Chicago's Mercy Hospital. I've been to that hospital right on the south side of Chicago. He was experiencing complications from an emergency heart surgery, was bleeding internally. I immediately drove to the hospital to see him. The first thing he did was thank me for urging him to visit the doctor. At first, I didn't know what he was referring to. Then I remembered about a month earlier, he was complaining about chest pain, and I gave him the number for a doctor that I knew. At the hospital, this is touching. At the hospital, one of the nurses came up to Sabrina and said, "Are you his daughter?" She said, "No, I'm his waitress. I'm his waitress." What did Sabrina learn out of that experience? That God will bring you into the life of people, not just to be a blessing to you, but so you could be a blessing to somebody else. Most people, and I'm including all of us, we're looking for people to bless us and edify us, and encourage us. And yet, it never occurs to many of us that sometimes God puts us strategically into the life of another human being so we can be the blessing. We can be the light in the darkness. We can be the fresh air in a stale room, coming in to bless their life. And I really believe that's true. Why? Because we're taught by God to love. Did you know the book of Galatians says the first fruit or result of the Spirit of God is what? It's love. The fruit of the Spirit is love. It's something that we take on, His nature, when we become a Christian. Very quickly, I want to look at 11 and 12. Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. What does that mean? Does that mean you hole up in a room and become a hermit? No. It means you live a quiet life as opposed to a hectic, hell-filled life. That's what it means.
Well, all this week you're listening to a message from 1 Thessalonians 4 on being a person who loves in Christ other people. I hope it speaks to you. It continues tomorrow on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. God bless you. Thank you for listening each day to Cross Hope.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.